Biden Education Secretary Miguel Cardona refuses to say whether men and women are physically different. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 11, 2024. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona refused to answer whether or not men and women have physical differences during a House Appropriations Committee budget hearing on Wednesday. The question asked to Cardona during the budget hearing was in reference to the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, NAIA, announcing on Monday that they are blocking males who identify as females from playing in women's sports. During the hearing, Representative Andy Harris, RMD, questioned Cardona about the importance of Title IX before questioning him on the physical differences between men and women, according to the Daily Caller. Title IX is the federal civil rights law that protects individuals from sexual discrimination in educational programs and activities that receive financial assistance from the federal government, according to Thomson Reuters. Would you agree that Title IX was necessary to help establish women's sports because women can't fairly be expected to compete on biological male teams? Harris asked Cardona. While Cardona initially attempted to skirt the question, after being asked by Harris not to filibuster, he agreed that Title IX is important. Harris then asked Cardona if he would agree that women are physically different from men. "I see where you're going with this," Cardona began before being interrupted. After Harris asked the question again, Cardona added that he would love to talk about how we can work together to support the students. Again, Harris attempted to ask Cardona about the physical differences between biological men and women. "Mr. Secretary, do you agree that biological women are different from biological men physically?" Harris asked. "This is a simple question for an educator. You're not going to answer. Okay." The Biden administration is preparing to begin overhauling Trump-era Title IX regulations, which would regulate how school administrators deal with sex discrimination and would provide transgender students with protections, according to The Washington Post. Currently, 25 states have some sort of statewide law or regulation that bans transgender athletes from participating in sports for the gender they identify as. In an interview on CNN, Cardona was asked about the Biden administration's stance on the NAIA's recent decision. Cardona highlighted the importance of needing to protect all students and make them feel welcome and seen and supported.